flash of light, the flash of life. Where am I? I'm confused in a big room, all by myself, walking around. It's been too long since I've seen anybody. What's going on? Right then, a beautiful woman walks in. She says her name's Amina. Come with me, she said. The council's ready to see ya. I complied as if I didn't have a choice. I couldn't even say nothing. It's like I didn't have a voice. She led the way and we started walking down this long, bright hallway that kinda sparkled. Silence, only footsteps. It was kinda awkward. It wasn't before a minute when she started talking. She said, the first thing you need to realize is you are dead. This is the first stop you make when it ends. I froze up, cause I thought I had lost Pascal's wager. I spent my whole life making music after greatness, she said. We all die where our passion lies. It wouldn't make sense for any other afterlife. You are a rapper, a backpacker, an MC, so you should only be judged by other MCs. Besides the shock of being dead, this gave me mixed feelings. What about injustice and people like Hitler? The whole thing was off the Richter, made my mind wander. And who was on this council and how many were on it? Amina led me to a big set of double doors. I didn't know what to expect. Was I in trouble or would it be alright? Would I get a pass? If they judge me as whack, then would I get it bad? With one swift motion, she pushes the double doors open. And it was then I realized that she wasn't joking. It was a smorgasbord, a buffet of MCs. A courtyard full, some friends, some enemies. Some of them were dope, some of them were tired. A lot of cats were whack, while some of them spit fire. We kept on walking till we ran into a cypher where these two cats were battling and one of them was a biter. Amina said, this is how we kill time. Waiting for judgment, we be still kicking rhyme. But this kid's a biter, I've heard him kick it before. I've even heard him spit somebody else's lyrics before. Let's move on. We started walking this time towards a building, but not before I heard a bunch of oohs in the distance. I guess that kid got the beers with the quickness, cause we all love rhyming, we all love spitting. We made it to some steps of what looked like a courthouse. Amina, now when we get in, watch what comes out of your mouth. Show the judges respect, speak only when spoken to. And if they ever ask you to spit, you better be open to. I swallowed hard, I wasn't prepared. I still didn't know what was going on or who would be there. Amina looked me over, started straightening my gear. Got up real close to me and whispered in my ear, it's gonna be okay, you're gonna do just fine. I got your back, baby boy, you're gonna be alright. I realized that I've heard this before. This was Candace, my girlfriend who died when the Compton effect hit the planet. Do I tell her I know who she is or should I wait until the council already has its decision made? I started walking. She saw the look on my face, the look I was willing to take, what they put on my plate. We up in the courthouse, pacing in the lobby. Almost 20 minutes till the bailiff came and got me. We walked in the courtroom and I saw the gavel. The judge seating arrangements was laid out in a 6x4 panel. That's 24 seats for 24 heirs. 24 hip-hop gods will sit there. All rise, we all rose. The judges trickled in all black long robes. I kinda froze. These were the gods of hip-hop about to judge me and call in question if I served hip-hop honorably. Amina stands and says, your honors, by your leave, I request that my client be judged a dope MC. Pac looked up at me from behind his glasses. He started slowly shaking his head as he read my jacket. KRS brought his face in a light. Rock him to his right. He asked Miss Kaplan, am I reading this right? This is the institution hip-hop and we have bylaws. And clearly your client hasn't written enough bars. I could see the other judges unconvinced, but I sat there quietly while Amina made my defense. Your honors, with all due respect, what about quality? What about his depth and lyrical complexity? Snoop nodded his head and sparked up a blunt. Took a couple of tokes, then passed it to Dr. Dre, who was just taking notes. This wasn't going so well, so I decided to stand up and speak for myself. Your honors, I can see that you don't think that I'm great, but I can also tell you aren't fully convinced that I'm fake. If I may offer a solution, send me back. Let me earn my ascension, prove to the council I ain't whack. The council members erupt in a whisper frenzy. Some shaking their heads, some of them agreeing with me. There was a call to order, then a cascading silence. One judge said we'll take a short recess until we've decided. So we back in the lobby, the minutes felt like hours. But I had Candace back, I just wanted to be around her. Finally a decision, would they judge me as whack or grant me my ascension? Or would they just send me back? And I don't know if what the council will decide is final, but this might be the last time I'll be in front of this panel. I'm ready, here we go, my woman at my side, with 24 hip-hop legends about to decide my afterlife. Mr. Square, after careful review of the complete body of work and your character too, it's the opinion of the court that you're not ready for ascension, but we have no record of you being whack or pretending. So after much deliberation, we're sending you back, give you a chance to solidify your position in rap. He said, don't be so quick to thank us, cause we'll be watching, and we'll hold you accountable if you get out of pocket. We'll see you when we see you, Caden. This court is adjourned.